Well then, this is Lake River Radio of Lake River, Minnesota, beginning its broadcast day. Lake River Radio is broadcast via the podcast and is recorded in our studios in my ma's basement in her house over by where the old high school used to be. Lake River Radio can be heard most days depending on my schedule over to the turkey plant or whether my ma has too many doctor's appointments. Welcome to Lake River Radio, where the bars are fresh, the coffee is hot, and the polka is always a party. Welcome to Lake River Today, our first, and I guess, well, I suppose, I guess it's our only show on the Lake River Radio Network, for now at least. I'm your host, Lars Bjornvoldsted. Today is Sunday, November 24th, 2019, and this is episode number one. Today on Lake River Radio, a new voice for the region, and a new business downtown. But first, the news. Yeah, then. I'm Lars Bjornvoldsted, and this is the news for Lake River, Minnesota, and the entire Lake River region, and small towns everywhere. Well, we don't have much news yet, because this is our first day and everything, but I did get a look down at the bulletin board at the Red Owl, and I got my ma's church newsletter away from her, so I can fill you in on some of the things going on up here in the Lake River region. On Monday now, they got the turkey bingo over to the American Legion Hall right here in Lake River. All of your traditional payouts, and you get a turkey, too, for when you win. Bingo starts at 7, with early bird games starting at 5 p.m. Please note, though, the early bird games do not qualify for the turkey bingo giveaway, but the ladies' auxiliary said that you will get a Cornish game hen, whatever the hell that is, with each win during the early bird session. So I guess, see, then, you get a little bird in the early bird and a big bird in the regular session, or something like that. Well, anyway, bingo over to the Legion on Monday with turkeys. Now, on Tuesday night, the Lake River Lady River Otters girls basketball teams are going to be playing Lake Benton High School over to Lake Benton. JV game starts at 6:30 with the varsity game right after. Now, if a bunch of you get together and you call up to the high school, they might get a fan bus going, and you can pay just a dollar or two and ride that to save yourself on gas money. But you got to ride a school bus, and well, that's up to you if you want to do that or not. But yeah, maybe call the high school, but that's girls basketball over to Lake Benton on Tuesday. Now, also on Tuesday, the women's Bible study meets at Oppressive Lutheran Church at noon. That's on Tuesday. This month's topic is how to survive Advent with all those slow-paced, soul-killing hymns. You know, Advent's just around the corner, and that means O Come, Emmanuel on the first Sunday in December, so just be ready for that. Oh, they'll also be drawing names for the secret Santa gift exchange. Potluck will be served, and a free will offering will be taken. Oh, but they request, please, please, no date bars, anybody. Don't bring the date bars. Everyone keeps thinking they are fudge jumbles, and people are just too nice to throw them away. Well, it's not quite Thanksgiving break yet, so we got school tomorrow over to the Lake River schools. Now, I'm going to read the lunch menu so as you can prepare if you want to take or not. Okay, so tomorrow is it's the 25th then. Yeah. Now, breakfast, they're going to have breakfast pizza, graham crackers, juice, and fruit. So if you want that, then you get to school and eat that. Now, at lunch, they got taco, shredded lettuce, cheese, and bread, and fruit. And of course, you know, beans, it's dairy country, you can always get white or chocolate milk at any one of those fine meals. So that's lunch menu for tomorrow. Oh yeah, and they read a note here, salad bars offered daily. And of course, they got ranch dressing, because what else is there? Okay, then now, on to society news. Last Sunday dinner guests at the Olaf Andersons were Mr. and Mrs. Torvald Johnsons and the Mr. and Mrs. Harold Larsons, with Mrs. Larson bringing her famous three-layer carrot cake for dessert. After dinner, they say that the boys played club whist while the ladies cleaned up, and then they all sat down for a little lunch before going home. Oh, I love a little lunch, especially after a Sunday meal, so I'm sure they had a good time. Now, in our other society news today, weekend guests at the Paul Arnesons were Mr. and Mrs. Paul Arneson Jr. and their kids, Mandy, Misty, Mike, and Mark, who are up from down by the cities where they live. Now, it just so happens that Mrs. Paul Arneson Jr. knew that it was Mrs. Paul Arneson Sr.'s birthday, so a surprise party was held at the house on Sunday, right after church. Many people from the community stopped by to share their birthday wishes, and the Paul Arneson Jr.'s even brought a cake from a grocery store down by the cities. Though, if you ask me, they could have just had Dorothy Olsen make it because she made his confirmation cake just like she make everybody's cake. And that's just good enough for us. But anyway, the excitement, though, was a little too much for the Mrs. Paul Arneson Sr. to handle because, you know, she really hadn't cleaned the house for her doings. So she wanted to lay down for just a bit, but, you know, don't you know, all the coats were on the bed. Well, she says she made do, and after a couple strong cups of egg coffee, she was good as new. Happy birthday and the table prayer were sung. Mrs. Alton Dahlgren cut the cake, and Mandy Anderson was the coffee hostess. And, of course, Ruthie cut the pickles. A good time was had by all. Yeah? Well, that's about it for news. If you have local news you would like to report on or announcements for us to share, please drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. That's lakeriverradio@gmail.com. This has been Lars Bjørnvaldsted with Lake River Radio. Next up is the weather. Now, Lake River Radio weather is brought to you by the Lake River, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. This is Lars Bjørnvaldsted with the weather. Don't you know, a winter storm watch is in effect for part of the listening area. Yeah, it says here from the Weather Service, Tuesday evening through Wednesday morning, heavy snow and blowing snow is possible. Total accumulations of 6 or more inches are possible. Winds could gust as high as 40 miles an hour. Now, this says it's going to be portions of north and west central Minnesota, west central Wisconsin, and central, east central, south central, and southeast Minnesota. Jesus Christ, it's everywhere. Just be careful. From Tuesday evening through Wednesday morning, that's a long time. Travel could be very difficult. Patchy blowing snow could significantly reduce the visibility. Hazardous conditions could greatly impact holiday. I say go early. I think you should all just leave on Monday and then stay over so you don't get caught in that. Yeah, be careful out on the roads. There's more words here. Okay, it says here now, holiday travel could be significantly impacted. So that means pack the bags now. Get the minivan gassed up and get on the road Monday after school. You don't want to wait for this nonsense. Okay, a winter storm watch is in effect Tuesday night and Wednesday morning east of a line from Canby to St. Cloud, Cambridge to Cambridge, Minnesota. That's a kind of a crooked line, I suppose. This includes all of the Twin Cities Metro, southern Minnesota, and west central Wisconsin. Jeez, that's everywhere. Well, you can read about that on the Weather Service, but that's a lot. Anyway, I think the news is this. Watch the weather and be careful this holiday season because it's going to be wicked out there. Okay, on to local weather. Right now, it is 39 and ishy rain here in Lake River. I wouldn't tell you all the temperatures of the area because this is podcast, so no one will probably hear it till tomorrow. So I'll tell you about the highs. So for Monday, the highs in the region are going to be, it's going to be 41 in Lake Benton, 41 in Lake Bronson, 46 in Lake City, 46 in Lake Crystal, 44 in Lake Elmo, 45 in Lakefield, 40 in Lake Henry, 45 in Lakeland Shores, 43 in Lake Lillian, 37 in Lake Park, 45 in Lake St. Croix Beach, 46 in Lakeville, 43 in Lake Wilson, 34 in Mizpah, 37 in Bertha, and 36 in Taconite. Now here tonight, the low is going to be 32, and the high tomorrow of 36 with a 50% chance of precipitation. And 36 means it's probably going to that ishy rain, so you just bundle up and be safe out there. Anyway, well, this has been the weather from the Lake River Radio. Remember that Lake River Radio weather is sponsored by the Lake River, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. Lake River, Minnesota, where we offer small town living with access to things that big cities might offer. That is, if you're willing to drive that far or possibly take the bus. Okay then, we'll be back right after this break. Lake River Today is also sponsored by Oppressive Lutheran Church, now with 4 years of confirmation classes, because who really needs to have their Wednesday nights free when there's nothing good on television anyways? New members are always welcome, especially if you are already a Lutheran but really don't like the direction your church is going. That's Oppressive Lutheran Church of Lake River, Minnesota, located at the end of town on Cemetery Road, across from that building where His Holiness Ministry of Christ the Redeemer used to meet, because who really thought that was a good idea? We're also sponsored by Harsh Chemical Cleaning Service, cleaning the way that Martin Luther intended by pouring bleach on everything. Harsh Chemical Cleaning Service. Now your house can smell as clean as a freshly washed bulk tank. Call now to book your in-home cleaning for the holidays. And of course, Lake River Today and Lake River Radio is proudly sponsored by the Lake River, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. That's Lake River, Minnesota, left the capital of Lake River County and possibly some other parts of the tri-state area. Well, our first big story today is a new voice for the Lake River region. Now, as most of you know, Lake River Radio used to be a radio station on the actual AM dial. Vernon Vernett used to run it out of that double wide they had over to the trailer court with that big tower there, because they had that one tower that Vern's brother used to use for his trucking business before that went under. So when they got approached by the city to take over the radio station, they figured they could just put that transmitter up on top of that tower there. Well, you know, they ran it for years and years and years, and everybody would tune into it because it was really the only station you can get in the Lake River region on the AM dial. Except for, you know, some of those stations from Fargo, maybe on a good day, or sometimes in the cities at night if it's a clear one. So anyway, everybody loved the radio station. But, oh, I suppose now, it was like 2 years ago when that tornado ripped through here and tore down that double wide, because, you know, it was just asking for it. Well, when Vernon Vernett got that check, well, that insurance settlement check, they just up and left for Florida to be closer to their kids, because that's a good idea, because they're getting up in age. Well, see, I used to work at the radio station. Well, not so much work at the radio station, but I did cut the lawn over there a couple times when my dad was sick, because he used to do that full time. Well, he did a lot of lawn jobs, but that's beside the point. Anyway, I was always thinking I had a career in radio set out for me, because they always said I was a good reader over to the church. And I figured, you know, once the radio station went under, then maybe a bunch of us in town here could get together and maybe get it back on the air. So I just did some research. And you got to have a transmitter. But I knew that the tower was still there. So I pedaled my bike over there to the trailer court, but the tower was gone. And I said to myself, well, who the hell would take a tower in the middle of town and just take it? Well, I did some asking around. I suppose this is my journalistic quality, so it'll bring good news to the Lake River region once again. And I found out that Johnny Johnson, in the cuff of night, took his pickup and he loaded up that twisted steel. Well, he took it down, actually. He took it down and loaded it into his truck and sold it for scrap. Wouldn't you know? Well, I said to myself, well, that's city property. You can't be tearing that down. So I went over to City Hall and I gave them a piece of my mind. And I said, that's city property. And I wonder what Johnny Johnson did with it. Well, then it's that they reminded me that it really wasn't city property, that it was Vern's brother's tower from when he had that trucking business that didn't go so good. And they just put a transmitter on top of it. So Johnny Johnson got it for scrap because he asked Vern if he could do it. But then I found out later that Johnny Johnson spent all that money buying alcohol down at the liquor store, which is owned by the city. So they figured they got their money back for the transmitter, so they didn't care so much anymore. Well, what's a fella to do with stuff like that when he wants to have a radio station in the area? Well, I didn't know what to do, so I just sat down there and thought to myself. Nothing came of it, though. But then one of my friends who's taken a couple classes over to the Votech said, have you ever thought of doing a podcast? Well, I don't get in for that funny business on the phone, but he showed me that lots of people can put together little broadcasts, see, and they put them on their phones, on those apps, on the Apple Store or on iTunes, I suppose, and then people can listen to those, and there you can do that. Well, I'm not very technically sound, see, but he showed me that you can use an app on your phone and the computer. And, you know, mom's got dial-up, so I figured if I got on the modem, I could figure that out. So he showed me how to do it, and lo and behold, here we are. I invested in a little microphone so you can hear me better. I hope it's not too echoey. I couldn't afford much, but it'll have to do for now. And I broadcast. Well, I needed a studio too, but my mom was kindly enough to let me use the spare table down in her sewing room in the basement. But she said, don't get into her sewing because she's working on a quilt and she doesn't want to get that messed up. So I kind of moved just to the edge here. So it's a little studio down in the basement. And Ma says, if I'm not too loud, I can broadcast from down here. Well, it's not really broadcasting. See, I'm recording. But that's the idea of it. Well, anyway, long story short, I just want to bring news and information and perhaps some entertainment back to the Lake River region. This is a call out to the listening area. If any of you in the Lake River region are interested in programming or helping with the radio station in any way, we're looking for guests on our shows, or if you have an idea for a radio show or an interview or a live performance, maybe you want to come perform in my mom's basement, or I can come record you, or you can record it and send it to me. We could just make this a place where we can share good ideas and good information and our local talents all over the place. So I hope someday we'll be doing announcements and news and whatnot and all the good things you can do. So, I mean, I've scrounged up some information this week, and I hope it's going to be good for you all. I hope you like it. It's not much news, but I'm going to do my best to scrounge up what I can. But here's the deal. If any of you in the listening area or the greater tri-state area or any small town anywhere in the United States wants to get your information or a story on the show, you just have to drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. You can clip it out of your local paper, your church newsletter, your PTA bulletin, or whatever it is, and send it right over to me at lakeriverradio.com. And if we figure that we like it, I'll read it on the air, or we'll talk about it, or we might even give you a call up, because I guess I can do that. I can do a phone interview, I guess. Well, I'll have to practice first, but I think I can get that done. Well, I've talked a long time. So the moral of the story is, the gist of it, as it goes, is that this Lake River Radio is here for you people, so we can share information and share the good news of what's going on all throughout the Lake River region. I just am so proud to be here, and I got some more news for you, but we have to take another break because I did wrangle up a few sponsors to help me pay for this microphone. So this has been the first segment of Lake River Today, and hopefully you'll all be part of Lake River Radio by dropping us a little line over to lakeriverradio@gmail.com. And we'll be back with our next segment after the break. Lake River Today is also sponsored by Mark's Lefse, hand-rolled with love and soft as satin, and holds more butter than the sculpted head of a regional dairy princess. Sold in packs of three. Available now at Bjerke's Red Owl in Lake River and finer convenience stores throughout the Lake River region. We're also sponsored by Hot Dish Cafe of Lake River, Minnesota. Open from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily, because who in their right mind can't go home and make a man his supper? Check our daily specials. Monday, we have Monday meatloaf, seasoned to perfection with salt and pepper, served with mashed potatoes and gravy and a slice of buttered bread. And don't forget, you can add a sliver of raspberry rhubarb pie for just $1.99. That's the Hot Dish Cafe on Main Street in downtown Lake River, right next to where the implement dealer used to be. On to business news. Well, business is booming here in Lake River. Lots to Love gets new owners. Now, Lots to Love, that's the beloved clothing shop for full-figured gals and husky guys located in downtown Lake River, is now under new ownership. The store, a fixture in the Lake River Shopping District, was acquired by Big River Tent and Awning, which owns a chain of plus-size clothing stores and party rental supplies across the greater Lake River region. Hesta Olofsson, former owner of Lots to Love, will stay on as manager and told Lake River Radio reporters that this will be a great opportunity for all our local shoppers. Big River Tent and Awning carries many of the same clothing lines that our clientele has come to love, and they will be adding their tent, linen, and chair rental to our location. Come on down and see all the beautiful things we have for sale. The new owner, Bud Big Guy Gustafsrud, explained why his business is expanding at such a huge rate to the communities throughout the region. He says, "It's all about the synergies. I mean, when a fella is buying that much fabric in bulk, it just makes good sense to make a couple nice jumpers or some husky jeans out of the same industrial bolts of fabric." Oh, we couldn't agree more. Now, store hours will stay the same, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony is set for 12:01 a.m. on Black Friday later this week. Bud says for everyone to come on down and check out their tent sale this weekend. He noted that on Friday from midnight till 6 a.m., everything will be half off. On prices, that is, not half off on fabric. We can't be letting people walk around with all our business hanging out. And I couldn't agree more. Okay then, be sure to check out that big sale at Big Falls Tent and Awning. Clothing in bigger sizes for full-figured gals and husky guys, and party supplies for occasions of any size. That's Big Falls Tent and Awning on Main Street in Lake River, right next to where the Jenny Craig used to be. Now, we also have an announcement today. The Sons of Norway Lodge of Lake River will be having their annual Vit Winterfest on Saturday, December 7th in the Sons of Norway Hall in downtown Lake River, just across that empty parking lot next to the bank. Doors open at 6 p.m. for a social hour, which will last from 6 until 6:15. The menu this year features the food of our ancestors, celebrating the purity of the white winter snow. Lutefisk pudding, Swedish meatballs and cream gravy, mashed potatoes, cream peas, coleslaw, garden salad with ranch dressing, buttered bread, and, for dessert, rummagrat, rice pudding, krumkaka, julekaka, and spritz cookies. Tickets are $20 for members and $25 for non-members, and kids under 3 eat free if they can use a fork. That way they don't get too much and it won't cost so much. No need for reservations. Just come on over after milking or chores, or if you live in town, after Judge Judy gets over for the first time. Now, that's going to be at the Sons of Norway Lodge, their Vit Winterfest, Saturday, December 7th. Doors open at 6 p.m., $20 for members, $20 for not, $25 for non-members, and you can pay at the door. Well then, I suppose that's it for our first episode of Lake River Today. Geez, I hope you like listening, and I hope to do more of these. If you have any news or announcements that you would like to share, or any ideas for stories or anything, please drop us a line on the emails over to lakeriverradio@gmail.com. That's lakeriverradio@gmail.com. We'll be on again tomorrow if I don't get called in for a double shift over to the turkey plant. You are listening to Lake River Radio. Well, I suppose here we are at the end of our broadcast day. You have been listening to Lake River Radio, recorded in our studios in my ma's basement at her house over by where the old high school used to be in Lake River, Minnesota. Lake River Radio is written, produced, and directed by me, Lars Bjornvoldstedt, and my friend Danny West, who took a few too many college classes and knows too much about some things and not enough about other things. Now, if you have news to share or know of someone who should be on our show or aren't too shy yourself to be on here, drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Lake River Radio, voice of small towns across the Lake River region and the entire tri-state area. And as they say at the end of every episode of the Lawrence Welk Show, adios, or for now, auf Wiedersehen. Good night. This is Lake River Radio.